We're going through the mitzvot of the judge. So one of the mitzvot of the judge is to give lashes when the person is supposed to give lashes. And it's interesting that he writes over here that in his day, the custom was that you give it to, based on the heads of the city as a tax. Meaning we can't biblically give lashes anymore. You need a Beis Din for that. But as part of a tax, they did have power to give lashes in his day. Another thing that courts are commanded is not to punish on Shabbos. The Torah says the courts have to rule during the week, but they're not allowed to punish on Shabbos, even just to give lashes. On Yom Tov and Shabbos, they're not allowed to judge. And another thing the courts are commanded is not to punish a person who was an onis. Things were done beyond their control. Meaning, if so, the Torah gives a special commandment. You're not allowed to punish a person who couldn't have done differently. Sometimes they put a gun to his head, or he had no way of knowing this was the case. Things like that. So a guy pushes the button on the elevator. He doesn't know that there's someone on the roof of the elevator. He kills him. He can't punish him. He couldn't have done better. He did something perfectly normal. He had no way of knowing that in this action he would have killed someone. So the Torah gives a special prohibition that tells the courts, don't punish someone for something they couldn't have done better. And if you know the laws of the time, you see how unique this is. And once upon a time they said, no, you did it. The Torah says, no, special prohibition. You're not allowed to punish someone for something that's an onus. The courts have a commandment to save a person who's being chased. If you have a rodeif, someone's chasing after someone who wants to kill him, so we all have a commandment to save the guy, even if it means killing the guy who's chasing him. You see a guy chasing after another guy with a sword or a gun, so if he's just going to try to kill him, you have to save the guy who's being chased. Now, sometimes you have to know who's the chaser and who's being chased. You don't necessarily know when you enter a picture. It depends on what means right, yeah. Well, there could be instances where we don't get involved. The Torah describes it that if two people are fighting and one's wife enters the picture and she wants to grab the other one in a place that would maim his maleness, so cut off her hand. Don't let her do it. She's coming, she's interfering, two guys are arguing and she wants to interfere. Torah words it that way. And that teaches us the concept that if someone else is trying to maim someone else, we also interfere and prevent them from doing that. If he's trying to kill him, so then we kill him. And the same thing would be if a person tries to rape a woman, so also Torah says if she's a married woman or something like that, so then the Torah says don't think you'll be compassionate, he's only doing this, he's only doing that. Torah tells us you're allowed to kill him. The courts have to rule if someone harms someone else, they're responsible to ensure that he pays him back. The courts also have to enforce that he has to pay. Nowadays, courts can still do this, ensure that he pays his medical bills and the time he couldn't work, the amount of time he had to take off because of what he harmed him. There's a discussion what courts today could still rule on, what Jewish courts, what strength they have. If one's objects harm someone else, one's dog bit someone, so then we have a responsibility, the courts have to judge between the people, not only if a person harmed someone else, but even if his animals harmed someone else. And the same thing if someone set up, he dug a pit in public domain, he digs a pothole, people fall in that pit, he uncovers a sewer. So then that's called a bar, person who uncovers a pit in public domain, or he puts down something that'll harm people. He drops nails in public domain. He's driving a truck, and his truck is carrying a load of oil, or he changes his oil. That's a good example. We had that in my block. We have a steep hill. A guy changed his oil, and all the old oil leaked out onto the floor. So now cars that were driving down the hill went flying almost into the center of town. I mean, almost into the highway. You know, I live right by the highway. So that's a biblical prohibition, and the courts have a special commandment to rule on that as well. If someone puts something that could harm people in public domain. The courts have a commandment to rule in a case of theft. If they catch the thief, to charge him to pay up. The courts have a commandment to rule in a case of a fire. Someone lights a fire and then the fire goes out of hand and burns someone else's thing. So the courts are responsible for ruling not only if someone harms someone else, but also if someone's object or something someone placed in public domain or the fire that someone lights, as well as all the other things that we saw earlier today and earlier on the other days.